98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now.
Every Thursday at 3 o'clock, we do get the opportunity to talk hockey with one of the Coyotes decision makers. And joining us this week on the 72-sold sports line is the general manager of the Arizona Coyotes, Bill Armstrong, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo show. Bill, good to have you back on the show. Congrats on the win against New Jersey last night. Thanks for the time, as always. You know we appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it was a big win last night, and the boys are really playing hard. And, you know, it's there's some small victories in our wins with some of our young guys playing real well and with some of our leaders like Keller taking charge and being a difference maker for us. So it's been a good run here.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to win all these games like this, Bill, so congratulations. I mean, 3 out of 5, 4-2-1. I mean, a good win against Toronto. I mean, last night the Devils, you know, I thought at times the Devils, you know, really outplayed you guys, but they did, but just a good win for you guys. And, man, I thought I was watching Al MacInnis when I saw that shot by Mayo last night. That was a cannon.
Yeah, you know, it's really, you know, some of the players that have come up, and, you know, you look at Vejmalko or Mayo or Moser, you know, have all benefited from us being, you know, a thin club, you know, with opportunity, I guess, at hand. And they've really taken charge and to the point where, you know, we're generating wins with some of our young players in the lineup. And one is Vejmalko. He's been unbelievable. Like he's earned every win he's got. He's put our team on his back. And you know, like last night we were outplayed in the first period. It wasn't even close, and he just kept it within a goal for us, and we were able to mount a comeback in the second and third. So he's really, really been a bright spot for us, and he certainly gives our team a lot of confidence when he's in net.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just jacked up with the goal by Mayo, because that was just an absolute cannon from the point. But let's talk about, you know, just putting the staff together, right? You got a scout named Teal Fowler. Yep. He's the guy that found Vemelka. He found Moser. You know, Vemelka's from Czech, and then you got the kid from Switzerland. I mean, you know, second rounder. Just how important is it? I mean, the staff you put together, being able to find guys like this.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was one of our number one priority is to put goaltending in the forefront, and let's roll the dice and see if we can find somebody. And you know, when he came in, he was, you know, I thought he was a fighter in camp when I saw him off the ice. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, I know we're trying to get tougher around here. This guy, he looks like Dolph Lundgren from Rocky. He's just massive. I'm like, I can't wait for camp to start. And they said, no. They said, he's our goaltender. I said, whoa. Oh my, I don't know if I've seen a goaltender that built like that, you know. So he came in and really played well from the get-go. He's had some lulls here and there adjusting to the NHL. But he certainly, when he's in net, he gives us a chance to win. And he's really taken advantage of the opportunity in front of him.
For a variety of reasons, you haven't had Chychrun available to you the last few weeks. He's back. How good is it to have him back? And are you starting to feel somewhat a reestablishment of a sense of normalcy as you start to kind of get guys back and settle back into what you had going on before you start, like everybody in sports, you started losing everybody the way you did?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because our players at the start of the season were waiting around to see, like, how bad are we, you know? Like, you know, we've gotten rid of everybody here, you know, how bad are we, you know? And we really got off to a tough start there. And our coaching staff's done a wonderful job of trying to change our culture and our thought process, our mindset. And, you know, it's to the point now where our players coming to the rink every night, you know, they believe they got a chance to win. And that's due to our good leadership, you know, with the Andrew Ladds of the world, the Strollmans of the world. They're helping us become a better organization and teaching our young guys about how to be a pro's pro, coming to the rink with, you know, and they've been great leaders for us. So it's really a change of mindset for us as we're coming to the rink. And I think everybody knows, like, hey, listen, we're going out there. We got a chance to win. We've been in the trenches against Colorado. We've beat the Maple Leafs, and, you know, we've got a chance here, boys. So that's a great, you know, I think it's when you're going through the rebuild, if you're coming to the rink, you know, and you're really, you know, have a chance to win, it's important for our team. It gives them hope, and, you know, for management watching some of those young guys play, it really, you know, it's something for our fans to see and say, hey, listen, some of these guys are going to be around here at the end of the rebuild, and it's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I mean, when you guys got off to that rough start, I think you were 0-10-1. I mean, it was a serious conversation. Is this team going to win 10 games? And then, yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, I remember me and Luke Lipinski talking, like, what do you think? Can they even win 10 games? And then you get off the snide and you beat Seattle. Then you had those back-to-back wins against Detroit and L.A. in November, which was good. Now, you know, yeah, you're right. You go out there every night, and I mean, you've got to play the four-time defending Stanley, you know, four-time Stanley Cup champion Islanders, and then a pathetic Rangers back to back. So that'll that's always a fun trip, though, isn't it? Don't the guys always like going back?
Yeah.
And you know, when I mean, you're in it now, but New Jersey, and then the Islanders, the Rangers, and then the Penguins. I mean, most of the players like that trip, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's really good. You're dug in. We're staying in New York City. And, you know, it's just a great atmosphere to be in New York, you know, and be in a nice hotel. And, you know, we're staying in the same place for the majority of the trip, too. So that helps out. But it's great. You know, we're going to go play Long Island, the Islanders, your team growing up. And then we're going to go in there and play Madison Square Gardens. And then we're going to go up to Pittsburgh and play. So it's really an exciting time for the players as they come on this trip, and I think they're feeling it right now too. So it's good. You want to go to the rink with that hope that you get a chance to win.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys do. You guys absolutely do. And you're going to come home, and I think the fans are going to be excited. You're going to play Boston and Buffalo back-to-back, Friday, January 28th, Saturday, January 29th. So that'll be fun for the fans to go out there and see the Bruins on that Friday the 28th. Let me ask you about the draft. You've got three first-rounders. You've got five second-rounders. And it's in July, but I know you've been doing a lot of prep work for this draft all year long. Where are you as far as the preparation is concerned? This is a really big off season for you with all those first and second rounders.
Yeah, it is. Well, first off, is you know, I after we ended our scouting meetings last week on the amateur side, I was excited about the fact that we're pretty much like a new organization, and you know, and all the guys that we, you know, went out and, you know, got under contract to scout for this club, you know, I was excited about, because the simple fact that, you know, when you're in that room, and what I compare it to is that room in St. Louis that I was in for almost 20 years of drafting hockey players, you know, and to see where we've come from and our analytics, our video, and the quality of scouts that we have now, I'm excited about it. I'm more excited the fact that we're going to get to pick eight times in the top two rounds. That gives us a chance to move the franchise forward.
Yeah, and your track record of drafting is just phenomenal, you know, what you did in helping in St. Louis, and especially with the second rounders. But I do want to ask you, you know, when you look forward to 2023, which is expected to be a great draft, right now you've got all your picks. I know you love that draft. A lot of people do, and for all the right reasons. Do you expect? Listen, when you got Ghostis Bear, I wasn't expecting him to be here for 5 years. I thought if he played well, then you could trade him. No, I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, I thought some of the guys you got, for the simple reason that, you know, maybe a team's going to look at that guy and say, hey, he could help me on the power play. He could, you know, he could help my offense as a third or fourth defenseman. Do you anticipate, I mean, you don't need any more picks for this year. Do you anticipate making some trades and trying to load up for picks in 2023?
We have to make sure that we take advantage of the window that we're in. You know, so it'll be one of those things that, you know, we'll have to talk about as we move through the trade deadline, you know, and see how we can move this club, you know, forward in the future. But you know, there's a lot of different options you can go with. And right now we have enough picks, for the draft. So, you know, there's always building for the future in the following years of the draft, but right now, it's comforting to know that here we are in January, and we've got our picks already stocked for the draft. So, you know, we'll move forward to the trade deadline and see what that brings. But right now, I'm excited about just the picks that we have, and it's a really good opportunity for us to move the franchise ahead.
Well, Bill, congrats again on the back-to-back wins, and we look forward to having you on in the next couple of weeks or so. Congratulations on the recent success. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill Armstrong joining us, 72 Sold Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com as the Coyotes beat the Devils last night by a score of 4-1. When we come back on the Burns and Gambo show, being a complete team is what everybody wants in any sport, NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL. But in football, you can talk complete all you want. At the end of the day, it's about the quarterback. And these eight teams that are left in the playoffs, they prove it. That's next on the Burns and Gambo show.